Okay, hello. So slightly different plan for this evening than a usual Wednesday. Geshe-la is out of town, and so we'll be doing a discussion in small groups. But before that, we'll do our usual prayers to get us started. So in the white prayer book, if you turn to the back of the base sheet, we'll start out with the seven-limb prayer. Gosum gu pe go ne chak tse lo ngu sha mi chu chu tri ma lu bu to me ne sa di tu tam che sha ke pa ge wa nam la je yi ran kor wa ma tong ba du le shu ne ro la chi ki kor lo kor wa dam da jeng ge nan jan chu chen po hong. Then let's do the 21 praises on the green sheets. From your sublime abode at the Patala Otara, born from the green letter Tom, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all who are destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage, Tara, swift heroic, guys like lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of three worlds, your born lotus. Homage, she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent, as a 1,000 star collection. Homage, golden blue on lotus, waterborne in hand adorned, giving effort, calm austerities, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagatas, actions triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with her feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage, worshipped by the all. Lord, Chakra Agni Brahma Maru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpse raisers, Gandharvas, Yakshas, homage with her tre impae sounds, destroying foes' magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right in, blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with Chudra Mudra, light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all Earth Guardians' assembly, shaking, frowning with her whom sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon all ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. She mid wreath ablaze like eon ending fire abiding. Right stretch left bent joy surrounds you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana. She endowed with omen so high, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freeze with human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the 10 letters. Homage to Ray, we see letter of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Mara, Mandara, and Vinya. Homage holding in her hand the hair-marked moon of Deva Lake form, which why spoken Tara Ampe, totally dispelling poison. Homage he whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor. Armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with a sun and full moon, with twice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion, homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, destroys hosts of spirit yakshas, and raise corpses supreme to re. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations thus are 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess, and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn, upon waking, and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled and all obstacles pacified. So, we can do the refuge prayer on the bottom of the front of the base sheet. But let's see, what's the usual translation? By the merits I create through practicing? Because we're not having a teaching tonight. So by the merits I create through practicing generosity and the other perfections. All right, so if you can remember to change it to that or just do your best. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By the merits I create through practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. Okay, and then we'll do the Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga in the silver books. It's on page 22 and it's on page 7 in the booklet. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas' joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losantrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth. Actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the 5 degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the 8 worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billowed clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the object to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings and of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losantrapa to shine forever. And if you turn the page, let's say the five line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 21 times. And then we'll chant the four line prayer together at the end to indicate that's the finish of it. Mi'kmaq tse'we te'chen chen rizi dreame kempe wampo jampe gong chen kepe tse Kapa Lozandra Pe Jabla Soade. And if you turn to page 34 in the silver book or 21 in the booklet, we'll read the second dedication stanza together. In all my lives, through the victorious one Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as the Mahayana Guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones. And so I think we'll also do some of these Hayagriva mantras, one mala, or how many, I don't know how many folks have been doing. Okay, so just keep count yourself, and then don't forget to submit it on the website. And on the Kadampa Center website, if you go under the Spiritual Program tab, down on the left-hand side on the bottom of that, it says Mantra Count, and you click on that. And yeah, I've taken care of it. Yeah. So that's how you can submit them. So let's just say them silently to ourselves, and I'll just sort of indicate in a few minutes that we're wrapping up. Ribenza Krota Hayagriva Hulu Hulu Humpe. So any positive merit that's created through us reciting those, let's dedicate that for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's long, happy, healthy life, and for the long, happy, healthy lives of all of our teachers. And probably everybody knows that we were requested to do these specifically for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's health, but just in case nobody had heard that. So Okay, so so this evening we're going to break into small groups and have some discussion. We have some questions to help you focus on that. And I think what we'll do is, I think it'll probably work best to be maybe about groups of four, give or take. And then we'll go through these questions, I mean, just in your small groups, until about 8 o'clock. And then we'll come back and sort of talk about anything of interest to report back or any questions that the group couldn't decide on or, you know, those kinds of things. So these are all sort of what we've covered so far in the reading, hitting the high points of when Geshe-la has done a review, what he said are the key points mostly is what I tried to put in here. And, you know, one reason why this is extremely valuable to do is because all the teachers will say that the percentage varies. I've heard anywhere from like 75% of the learning comes from discussion and only 25% of, from the teaching. Some people say 50-50. I've heard teachers use different numbers, but it's very clear that the discussion part is a really important part of actually the learning and the integrating. And so, so just break up into small groups. I'll pass these out. And, since I know where they came from in the book, I can help if people are feeling stuck on anything. I'll walk around and think so.
I'm just making an announcement into the microphone for the people online. So we've posted the review questions online for you, but you can't see them unless you go to the Justin TV website. So that's justin.tv/broadcast. And you can click on the link right below the video on our website, and that'll take you there. So then you can see the questions and do the review as well.
Okay, so thanks everybody. Lots of good discussion going on. Yeah. So, did any group make it all the way to question number 10? Did anybody make it that far?
We skipped around.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, no problem. So, maybe the best way to do it would be just for you all to bring up, is there anything that sort of as a group you felt like, oh, we'd like some more input on that one, or anything where you felt like, this was really great that we talked about this and thought about this, you know, just sort of any impressions that anybody wants to share? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Yeah, that'd be great. The dedicated folks online who read the questions as Brian typed them in for them.
Oh, that was awesome. What are the actual definitions of the root of the path? Or the definitions, but the Lam Rim's reference to the root of the path.
Which question?
Number four, the second half. Why is the teacher called
the root of the path? So you're asking why is the teacher called the root of the path?
Yeah, we came up with some ideas, but I wondered what the actual Lam Rim
Well, on page 87 and 88, it covers those ideas. Things like, on 87 are all the benefits of relying, right? So brings you closer to Buddhahood. You please the conquerors. No miserable realm. No rebirths in miserable realms. You won't be without the teachings. And there's a whole long list of those things. And then on page 88, something that Geshe-la had pointed out as being particularly important is that when you are doing anything in relation, in a positive relation with the guru, then you're exhausting lots of negative karma with a minor result to yourself. You know, I remember when he was talking about that, he was saying things like, if it's in devotion to the guru and you get a headache, it might have been the equivalent of an eon in hell, you know, so it's a much lighter way to purify. I mean, there are all kinds of ways to answer the question, but that was the section that I was reading that caused me to ask that question. Did anybody's group have anything you'd want to add on that question?
I guess where it goes is that one thing that kind of come up in our discussion group, is it the reliance on the teacher that's the root of the path or the teacher itself?
So, well, what did you come up with? I mean, I have an answer, but maybe you had both.
I can understand the reliance on it because that's part of the practice and everything. And I like to think the teacher is the source of all good qualities and everything, so that kind of gets the root, too. So we kind of got both on that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can argue both sides of it, but I think the way that I understand it is it's the actual teacher, right? They're carrying the lineage and they've got the, you know, they've got the knowledge, and if there wasn't some way to pass it on, then we would really be lost without a life raft. So, yeah.
I guess it's really the difference between, you can read books for years and years and years, but then when you meet somebody,
wow. Oh, sorry. It's like you could read books for years and years and years. We used to have to do that. There wasn't anybody here in the 60s. And then all of a sudden, teachers started coming.
Yeah.
And everything changed. It really made the whole path come alive. And there was someone to talk to, if you were lucky. Someone to ask questions to, who knew answers, if you were lucky. So it was very, very fortunate. So I think that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Very different from having it be an intellectual idea in your head from a book, to having somebody with you who actually has practiced and can help you practice.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect example, Wendy. Now, if you go back to the foundation of all good qualities, the line is correct devotion to him is the root of the path, right? So I think that both sides can be argued.
I have a Statue of Liberty.
Anything else anyone had? Kind of hate that I broke up your groups because you were talking so well in the groups.
We think we came to the conclusion that the small scope was to have a better rebirth and to make use of this life. And the medium scope is liberation, which would be nirvana. Okay, and then the great scope, the Mahayana scope, is everyone, trying to pull everyone along. But what is above nirvana? What word would you use after liberation and nirvana? In
enlightenment.
Okay, that's what we
said. Spot on.
Trying to make sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's really important when you think about these questions and you try to answer them that you do not use the company line and you don't use the company vocabulary. You really think and feel and put it in your own words how it really is, because it doesn't help you at all to just memorize the answers that go with a text that come from some other culture. It leaves you flat and dry. But you have to know for your own self, what does this mean for me? How does it affect me? What words would I, how would I describe it? How does it seem to me that things are happening with other people? and make it real, and don't just throw terms around because that's what you're supposed to do and that's what the book says. But what does it really mean? Is it make it juicy and make it living and make it alive?
Yeah, that sounds like a great way to answer question number one about, you know, how it goes from being intellectual to something that actually you feel you have an experience of. So that's a great example, Wendy. Yeah. Yeah, Lee. Yeah, we have people who are listening online and they can't hear it at all if we don't use a mic. So,
I've had a question recently when he's been talking about the precious human rebirth. I guess the understanding of how to help oneself is really different in the context of Dharma than the way we would normally think about how to help ourselves. And I'm kind of wondering what the difference is between positive thinking, the way that, you know, sometimes in our culture, you know, you have some New Age books and positive thinking books, and I'm wondering how that's different from the Dharma approach or the Lamrim approach to being positive, and, you know.
I mean, without knowing particularly what, you know, you're referencing as the New Age one, I can't do a compare and contrast, but I do think, I thought it was really interesting in the most recent Lama Yeshe Wisdom Archive newsletter, there was a teaching from Lama Zopa Rinpoche on how to help yourself. It was just the right timing to match up with what we're talking about. And in that, he was talking very much about using the Dharma. You know, that was quite the consistent answer in that excerpt that they had in the newsletter. And, you know, I think bodhicitta, if you're coming at it from the Mahayana point of view, then bodhicitta and, you know, that aspect of practicing the Dharma, that's, of course, something we generally expect to hear from Lama Zopa Rinpoche, but that's what he was talking about in that article. So, you know, I mean, no harm at all in thinking positive, but it's not, you know, it's not only that, you know. I think there's the idea of doing just what we're doing tonight, trying to integrate the teachings as something that we can really use when the problems arise. And thinking about how it's going to benefit others, because, I mean, it's a little bit of a paradox, but, you know, bodhicitta, which is about thinking about benefiting others, is still the way to take care of yourself, according to what Lama Zopa Rinpoche was saying in this essay. So I don't know if that answered your question at all. Does anybody else have any thought on that?
Thank you.
Anything else?
I guess in reference to that, the taking the essence that we were so attracted to talking about is why that would help you so much in being positive. Because if you were taking the essence in every moment, then you're going to be changed and your brain's going to change and your wiring will change, which is how we got to the number one, moving it from the head to the heart. Because it's got to... Instead of wanting to just not get angry, you have to actually not even, or say you see a bug, you're not even going to, not only you're not going to kill it, but you might blow a mantra on it, which is a big change from wanting it to die.
Sure.
So, yeah. And so if we do that all across the board, then it seems like we're not benefiting from that. But if you're doing it everywhere, then your mind's positive and that's the benefit. Then you're not feeling it. The angst doesn't come so quickly. And that benefits, do you feel that? Does that relate to bodhicitta now?
Yeah. And I think, you know, following up on what Wendy was saying about making it real and not just, you know, repeating what's taught. I mean, how one helps oneself, that's a huge question, you know. And we're going to answer it differently all the time, you know. But just thinking about it, I think, is really important, you know. And trying on different things. Yeah, seeing which ones work. Okay, well, anything else? No? So for those of you who are interested, definitely hang on to this and answer the rest of the questions on your own if you want. Yeah. Yeah.
Fun to say that I thought it was a very nice summary or review, set of review questions. I found very helpful just looking at it.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, the discussion is so important. So, yeah. You know.
So I just want to thank you for doing that.
Oh, sure. My pleasure. That's my job. Number 11. The 3 points that Geshe-la frequently mentions about the three special aspects of this human life. Anybody know? Yeah, Marianne's waving her hand.
Preciousness of human life. It's so meaningful, so precious, so difficult to find.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And Geshe-la says that quite a bit. Yeah, and so that's what I was trying to get at with that, but hiding the answer down in number 13 so you wouldn't have it right away. So you had to think about it just a little bit. Oh, good thing. Okay. Well, thanks, everyone. Great to just see you all engaged and thinking about and talking about these things. So thank you for participating. So let's do the dedications on the pink sheet. Oh, wait. We usually do the base sheet for Wednesday nights, don't we? Sorry. All right. So the dedication prayer is in the middle of the base sheet. Gewa din yur du dag lama sangge drug yune drawa chi kyang malupa de. Jang chu sem cho rinpo che, ma ke pa nam ke gyu chi, ke wan yang pa me pa yang, gong ne gong du pel war sho. Jang pel pa wo ji tar kem pa da, kun tu zan po de yan de jin te, de da kun gi je su da lo chi, ge wa di da tam che ra tung o. Du sun she pe gya wa tam che ki, ngo wa ga na cho tu nga pa de, da gi ge wa tse wa di kun kyang, san po cho chi ra tu ngo wa gi. And then let's do the long life prayers in English. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you're the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the Siddur's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjinas' victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Gan chen ke pe tsu yen song ka pa lo zan dra pe ja la so de om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha.
Yeah, thanks everybody.